Facebook at the same time while jamming on guitar, and I'm gonna watch some news. I like the news, I like journalism. I don't know what to think about these news TV stations like Fox News and stuff, but they have a show called The Five, and they it's pretty sure it's at 5 p.m. and there's five people. That's the genius behind it. It's kind of a conservative free-for-all. So I'm going to start there, maybe flip the channel around a bit, CNN, MSNBC, and figure out what they're talking about and what they think is the most important news of the day and how I feel about it. I've taken some time off watching the news closely. It can be draining. It can be draining. Website exclusive. Oops. That's funny.
I wonder if I did that correctly.
No, probably.
Murphy's Law. If anything can go wrong, it will go wrong. This would be interesting. See if I can retweet this and then make it go live.
No.
Of course not. That would be like simple. Here we go. 5 p.m.
Hello, everyone. I'm Judge Jeanine Pirro, along with Corporal Rivera, Jesse Waters, Megan McDowell, and Greg Gupta. It's 5 o'clock in New York City, and this is The Five.
The
President Biden barely lifting a finger to fix a nationwide baby formula shortage. Parents are in a full-blown panic over whether they can keep their babies from starving. Supply is down 30% nationwide. Instead of using the word open and demanding action, all Biden could muster was a measly closed press event. President putting out a 3-point plan to address the crisis, vowing to cut the red tape. But Joe was apparently too busy to talk directly to the American people.
It's funny how this is a Republican issue.
It comes too little, too
right at the time when the abortion is at the forefront.
Crazy appears to have contradicted herself.
I'm not sure if this is Biden's problem, but it's great if he has a solution for it. I doubt it's a worldwide shortage. I think human milk is better. Too bad they can't have enough women donating human milk or selling human milk. Breastfed me, and she didn't drink. My mom didn't touch a drink of alcohol her entire life, or a cigarette. And she took off 20 years' work when she had me. And so she was happy to breastfeed me. I think she said she tried a pump once, but didn't like that. Maybe she didn't pump it more than I haven't really thought about it for a long time. I don't know if she said it took her a while to get used to the pump, or if she just tried it and didn't like it. I don't think she had any need to do the pump, so she didn't. None of this is Biden's fault. He walks around, he steps on a loose floorboard, and hits him in the face. Things keep hitting him in the face. That's because Joe and the Democrats can't nail down any of the damn floorboards. Everything from baby formula to crime to inflation to gas prices, he's surprised by. The man has no vision. He's like a quarterback against the center, and he has no idea how to read a defense, right? He's reacting to everything. You have to get out there and... This is hilarious. Can't you still just go on Amazon and buy baby formula? Like from another... From somebody selling it on Amazon? Or wherever they're at? I would be very shocked if... There's like a black market and there's some dough that people are
eating. It's sad. Well, you know, doesn't it add, Greg, to the America Last theme that has been going on since Joe Biden became president?
Too far from laid back about it, though. This is a big, serious problem that's happening. Except for him, so you can
be sure. I said the other day on this show, last weekend, my daughter's baby, 10 months old, she said, Mom, can you go look for baby formula? Two places I went to, nothing, zero. And now, do you know how fired up I am that they've got these on pallets at the border? I mean, what about our kids? Well, it's not America Last. It's a specific number of America's Last permission to go off. Yes. Okay.
percentage it might even be higher. I mean, you can, it's not just Trumpers and Republicans. Whites, straights, males, suburban moms, this is the party for the oppressed. And even when you're a mom with a baby, let's face it, you're an oppressor, right? You reproduce, which harms the environment. You expand your carbon footprint with family. You need to terminate the child. You know, so there's that no baby, no baby formula they think is not a bad thing.
There's some. I saw at least two messages from what appeared to be female accounts on Twitter saying don't use the baby formula that Bill Gates is behind or supporting. I don't know what to say or think about that exactly. Yeah, I like appreciate skepticism. I'm skeptical.
Sense of what America is, right? He's forgotten that he's president of all of us, and he has the
most. But I'm not sure if there's any evidence to
probably in U.S. history to, that mirrors
his own. Evidence. It should be examined. Maybe they should get one of them under a microscope.
Right? And it's a manufactured rage. You saw that tape yesterday. It's
a lot of people don't trust Bill Gates. I don't particularly trust him. But I think he's kind of like Trump, where he's kind of really upfront about some of the weird stuff he wants to do.
And I think that the American public has every right to be enraged, and not the kind of rage that burns down cities, which is acceptable to some Democrats. In this case, your kids go hungry, you're going to see more than parents in the school boards.
Pick some better battles.
He said, is this a government-created shortage? Why don't they just go back in and say, start producing?
It may be a government-created shortage, but I think that it is wrong and unfair to minimize the fact that Similac and aluminum, the other baby
flowers have been. I don't think this is really happening to people. If it is, why don't they talk to those people that it's happening to? Because it's not happening to you people.
Infections. So there's several things that go on. Number one, the FDA was slow to react.
So if this is actually happening, it's happening to an extreme minority of people.
It wasn't until the end of January.
And they can't get online and buy it themselves. They're just inconvenienced now. Because we live in a connected world and you can buy it from another country. The United States of America is out of it from coast to coast.
But when they test it, that's the issue.
It is interesting that Abbott, in regard and support what you said about the CDC, Abbott is giving a number out that people can call, and I'll let the producers tell me what they are to give the number, to get the baby formula from Abbott on the assumption that, you know, it's safe enough that you'd rather
eat the baby. I'll just look at it real fast, and I'll type in baby formula and see who comes up. It's a very, very simple thing to do.
Okay, so, fantastic. I don't know if it's okay what the producer said, but I want to do some other data. The other thing that I found out that I thought was very
important. There it is. All right. Here's what I'm talking about. Gruber Goodstart baby formula powder, $29.99. And there's another one. Maybe this is a hoax put on by the baby formula companies. Similac, First Best Organic, Simply Organic, Baby Formula, Nestle, Infamo, PGLite. This stopped the broadcast on Twitter when I did that. How funny is that, huh?
Should then.
I'm going to try to write C-O-N-T and it changed the word to don't.
So Jen Psaki has this call to stand up there and say, we've known about that for months. Okay, so you knew about it for months and didn't do anything and frightened these parents.
And we're back, right? Okay, there's a ton of baby formula on Amazon. A ton of baby formula on Amazon. I mean, America Amazon it too. Talking Gerber, Infamil, Amazon brand, Advantage, on and on and on. All kinds of baby food on Amazon. Babies are not going hungry.
There were 4 babies who got sick, 2 of whom have died, and it took them. They haven't even restarted the plant. It's 2 weeks from now. Why was the FDA and the CDC
dragging their feet about this when the formula
shortages were getting worse? And that's the whole point of this. Not raising the plant here. She says, we're tracking it. Who cares if you're tracking it? Do something. I just want to have one more thing.
Calling the California.
And where men black
child. Coming up, Joe Biden bashing the GOP. And who he calls the great MAGA king. But will it backfire? That was strange. Tapper's a kind of
lawmakers, including top Republican and then House Speaker McCarthy, lawmakers react to the news. That's that.
Jesus. Probably not really news. It's going to cover for the probably not news.
Impeachment, or for the invocation of the 25th Amendment, and now he's unwilling to share anything, you know, with the committee. Or
but some of this stuff is like just a good headline news. Like I want to know the headline, sure, but I don't need to know the story, the entire story. And that's one of those kinds of things to me. I wouldn't mind just be kept aware that it's going on and what's going on. But until there's resolution, it's just kind of like one small piece of the puzzle. That investigation. This is typical, like what rich Americans would do, right? There's like a million problems in America that needs to be improved on and stuff, and I'm just gonna avoid talking about all of them and talk about how. There's like 4 or 5 people have to go testify.
Stuff
is an energy sub. This lady's long-winded. That's all anybody wants, really. You just know what's going on. How's it going on? I'll wait for Fox. Let's see what those are going to say next. Telling the whole world out there had a baby formula, and there's plenty of baby formula. What else are we going to see next? It's gas shortages, food shortages. Biden ramps up Judy attacks. Attacks. Yep. He just grabbed him and threw him down. Beat their faces away. It's the same word in the English language. He's the deficit increased every single year he was president. I don't know what everyone the hell there is referring to. The first year of my presidency, the first year, I reduced the deficit, literally reduced the deficit by $350 billion. Probably he's calling the money shit. He's probably with a tax break.
Everything ultra MAGA and MAGA King slogans are lame. Well, that's because Biden, this guy came up with it.
Usually some good things happen in both kinds of administrations. Trump had a lot of issues with the pandemic, which was different. And Biden inherited the same issues.
So, Jesse, I think they just want him to take the blame for this. Nobody wants to touch this thing.
That's so in charge of everything. Would it be hilarious if they lived on Biden someday? They all just kiss his ass. They all tell him. And it's because they were paid off or something. So one day he paid him more than Fox News did. He's now trialing with MAGA, but MAGA isn't all about Trump. Yumpkin was MAGA without Trump, and he won. And many other candidates are going to do the same thing. The Senate Republicans aren't MAGA. We know the truth about that. So this thing's not going to run, and I don't think it's going to run. Well, meanwhile, Jen Psaki said that he's going out there trying to create a contrast. But the problem is, he's by comparing the present-day reality to the Trump past. Trump keeps looking better and better because you don't have inflation. You don't have all these for Dr.
Mel.
Buck Draws has him in a pro-gun commercial shooting a gun saying, who says I'm not? Who says I'm against guns or something? So I'm thinking, nobody says he's against guns. He's just out there shooting. Republicans, you'll find them shooting guns in their heads sometimes. Crazy demographic they are and must be trying to hit. But part of it is military and spouses of military, I think. Part of it is just old conservative people that don't think that much and that are happy with the old lives and what used to make sense. And not probably very many Gen Xers and Zers, millennials, well, those and theirs. Although these people are like borderline Gen X, some of them are there. But they're older, more like boomers. Yeah, it's a shame. If I had a news station, I don't think I would hire people like this. I don't think they would focus as much as like single people would, opposed to married people. And sometimes they hire these people when they're young and they just work there forever. And they get married, whatever. Thank you. Walk in there, people in robes, they just talk to you about philosophy talk, and truth.
You get canceled, you get sued, you get, you know, trashed and destroyed. I mean, they can do anything they want. I'm just
maybe
sick
more
of it.
A survey.
It's just all American. It's all constitutional. And it's
probably went and got money from Africa. And the Republicans probably went and got money from Russia.
Because they never admit that they're wrong. They're only good at foreign propaganda, not so good with domestic propaganda. I mean, the food pyramid, they never admit foreign publics are constant in war.
Yeah, they said Shelkin was good. WMD is the laptop. You can go on and on. My orchestra, I don't think he's been interviewed in recent days. If you ever Googled him, you never Googled him. He was just saying, I'm sorry, Papa.
Why is this?
Should the government have been policing? In terms of this disinformation. But the thing is, it's not the singing thing is a great book for all of us because it's funny, but that's not what is bad about
it. Yeah, it's just so sad and like stupid now.
To be an expert on disinformation,
they actually inflict the pain on people that they're trying to get this stupid point across to by exacerbating the other side's decisions and choices.
But even if she was really good at this job, she was thoroughly objective, it doesn't make this department any better. This department should not exist. We don't want them.
I really don't give a shit if this feels dramatic and makes weird voices and singing.
We don't want them telling us.
A lot of people do that kind of thing. They're called acting.
We have not seen her since this happened.
Or just liberating like people. I don't give a shit. It's great. Good for her saying what you want. Lip-sync. I don't give a fuck. If it's a job, she has to take the job with her.
Misogyny will rule supreme if there's no one checking out. That women will be victimized. That people of color will be singled out.
It's too bad that this segment didn't start out with, you know, what the Ministry of Truth purpose is, like the bylaws or, you know, statement of the mission statement. This kind of just went into opining on it. It seems to be the best for us.
These women have had, you know why they got hired? Because of their bias.
Yes.
Because they know how to backstroke in the world of sewage.
That's what they're getting at. I mean, you kind of scare old people.
In agreement that the social media, that Twitter,
can be whoever can be scared, I'm not sure who scares
you. You gotta take the good with the bad. Stuff that upsets me is gonna make somebody else happy, and it's gonna happen all over the time.
Nobody said anything about monitoring. Who said they're going to be monitoring people? This is the first time I heard that long ago. This is pretty shoddy. Shoddy journalism. Heavy opinion. Yeah, it sounds bad. Who knows? Maybe they know what the truth is. Maybe they have a clue. Maybe they don't.
Scott Perry, I mean, he is documented involvement in some of the DOJ pieces of this that came out of the Senate. He seems to have been most actively involved in the early stages of what became January 6th, and what was the president's effort to overturn the election, based on what we've seen publicly. So I think that's the one of the things that I'm watching the most closely. But in terms of the actual legal exposure, criminal exposure on any of these other members, I'm not sure how much is there. The community says they know, and I guess we're all going to find out.
Friends and then we're two.
campaigns, and I'm actually coming to understand what is going to work out when she's making these decisions and explaining the language. It's like it's easy to, you know, sort of paint all these people as sociopaths, racists, and bigots, but like we need all the real humans that are making decisions, and they're making different judgment calls, based on sometimes misinformation they've been fed from people in the echo chamber, sometimes